How very much I've loved you. How very much I've tried my best to give you their lives have made our life impossible. Not only are we in a compound situation, not only are there those who have left to commit the betrayal of the century, some have stolen children from others and they're right now to kill them because they stole their children. And we are sitting here waiting on a powder keg. I don't think this is what we want to do with our babies. I don't think that's what we have in mind to do with our babies. It was said by the greatest of prophets from time immemorial, no man takes my life from me, I lay my life down. So to sit here and wait for the catastrophe that's going to happen on an airplane, it's going to be a catastrophe. It almost happened here. Almost happened. The congressman was nearly killed here. But you can't steal people's children. You can't take off with people's children without expecting a violent reaction. And that's not so unfamiliar to us either. Even if we were Judeo-Christian, if we weren't communists, the world, the kingdom, suffers violence, and the violence shall take it by force. If we can't live in peace, then let's die in peace. We've been so betrayed. We have been so terribly betrayed. But we tried, and this Jack Dean often said, and Lori said this morning, for Jack, he said if it only worked one day, it was worthwhile. What's going to happen here in a matter of a few minutes is that one of those people on that plane is going to shoot the pilot. I know that. I didn't plan it, but I know it's going to happen. We're going to shoot that pilot, and down comes that plane into the jungle. And we had better not have any of our children left when it's over, because they'll parachute in here on us. I'm telling you, just as plain as I know how to tell you, I've never lied to you. I never have lied to you. I know that's what's going to happen. That's what he intends to do. And he will do it. He'll do it. Fortunately, being so bewildered with many, many pressures on my brain, seeing all these people behave so treasonous, it was just too much for me to put together. But I now know what he was telling me, and it'll happen. If the plane gets in the air, even. So, my opinion is that we be kind to children and be kind to seniors and take the potion like they used to take in ancient Greece and step over quietly, because we are not committing suicide. It's a revolutionary act. We can't go back. They won't leave us alone. They're now going back to tell more lies, which means more congressmen. And there's no way, no way we can survive. Anyone that has any dissenting opinion, please see. Yes. People have an opportunity, but if our children are left, we're going to have conviction. We can make a strike, but we strike it against people that we don't want to strike against, or what we like to give people to call themselves. like this before in my life. I've never seen people do
this. Even if I'm just making it bad,
I'm gonna go get some more. I'm just saying.
steal people's children. You can't take off with people's children without attracting a violent reaction. And that's not so unfamiliar to us either. Even if we were Judeo-Christian, if we weren't communists, the world became tougher with violence, to the violence should take it before us. If we can't live in peace, let us die in peace. We've been so betrayed. We have been so terribly betrayed. So we tried, and this Jack Beam often said, I don't know where he's at right this moment, but Jack, he said, if it only worked one day, it was worthwhile. That's what's going to happen here in a matter of a few minutes, is that one of those people on that plane is going to shoot the pilot. I know that. I didn't plan it, but I know it's going to happen. I'm going to shoot that.
Thank you. Thank you. Schmidt.